Hello, welcome to the Late Cast. On today's episode, we're continuing part two of the Late Cast.
We're back in action.
Round two.
We're back. The day after. Two. I hope you guys enjoyed the words from the sponsors. Use our promo code SWAGMASTER420 for 50% off all your adult products from AdamandEve.com.
And get your girlfriends something nice, because, you know.
Just getting off of work.
Nice.
Pretty good day. Driving in the car.
So, when you start these, is it once we both answer the call?
Well, I think it's whoever picks up. So, like, if I call you. And then you pick up, then it immediately starts recording.
Okay, so there's no, like, preliminary recording of you, like, okay, and now we're going to call Max Cafaro.
I could theoretically do something like that.
But it would be a little complicated, where you just start a recording and then save it.
I can do stuff like that in the after.
Post-editing.
Post-editing. So I can do that type of stuff.
Okay, that's cool. So get this. I'm sending an email to my agency. Okay. And like we're getting closer to, you know, solidifying everything with this area of management, right? And then my cousin texts me and he says, I have friends in red management, which is in the same area, area as in like geographic, not like area as in management, and like Bangkok basically, and apparently this red one is a bigger agency.
Okay.
So now I got to start a bidding war.
Now you set your fucking price.
Now I set my fucking price because I got leverage now. Well, I mean, once Red gets it back in contact with me, then like I have leverage. But you know, I'm working towards leverage right now.
That's it.
I just figure I'd tell you because you're my manager.
Facts.
What's up? I didn't know anything about you yet.
No, not yet. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yo, you should start copying me into your emails just to make it look like I'm a manager. So,
I don't know if Doug would let that shit fly.
I'll get you going with like a signature and stuff like that. We'll get it popping. We'll get it professional.
Yo, draw something up for the logo, and then I could probably get something done. So it's like all computerized and it looks like professional and stuff.
Word.
Yeah, we'll get a sweet logo going for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome. But yeah, so I'm formulating an email right now. And I almost don't know what to say. how's work?
Pretty good. Today kind of flew by.
You were doing some coding. I saw some Snapchats.
That wasn't for, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. That wasn't for, like, work.
Uh-huh.
That's just something that I've kind of undertaken as, like, a side thing. And I've started for the people who don't know, I've started undertaking programming lessons. I think that there is no reason why I shouldn't have at least a basic understanding of it. How that type of stuff works. So I started taking like this little course. Shout out Khan Academy. Hooking it up with computer science, hooking it up with programming, hooking it up with differential calculus and statistics.
We don't even need high school anymore. We don't need it. We don't need school anymore. We got Khan Academy on YouTube for free. What else?
It's not even on YouTube. They have their own website where you can literally, like, at least in the coding one, you can literally, like, write code as the video is playing, and it's, like, super interactive. So, dog. Today I started out just like drawing circles and stuff like that, but with code.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to like set the dimensions and everything like that. And then by the end of the day, I made like a cool snowman, like with buttons and like a top hat and a nose.
Oh shit.
Like a triangle for the nose and like colors and stuff like that. Heck so it honestly, it looks like something that like a third grader would put on like on the fridge or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really only like 20 lines of code, but it's not like, I don't know. I thought it was pretty sick.
Yeah. I think that's pretty sick to like type out a snowman like that. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do. Mm-hmm. Fucking, you know, that shit ain't easy. Yo, that ASMR video game programmer guy we were talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He, I mean, like, he does the same thing more, but like, it's a lot, obviously a lot more complex, and
oh yeah,
he's really good at it. But I was watching his video, like his new video. Dude was about to release his game, and he's like, "Sorry guys, bad news. I can't release it. I found out I have cancer on my tongue."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I was like, holy shit, drop the ball on me.
Wait,
bro.
He's saying this all in ASMR?
he still maintained the ASMR, okay? Still maintained it.
Holy crap.
Fucking a late fucking whisper. And like he just drops the bomb on us. It's like, oh man. I like genuinely feel really bad for the guy.
Yeah, man.
Wow, that shit sucks. I mean, he seemed like
did you get tongue cancer?
You know, I don't know. He said he was at the doctor, I mean dentist, and like, you know, they found a tumor on his tongue, and then like they got some of it taken off, and it was malignant, you know.
Yeah.
It's like shit.
I guess you can just find that stuff anywhere on your body.
Yeah, I mean
bone cancer and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't understand how that works, but I was watching like to go back to the coding and stuff. And,
real quick, cancer is like your own cells. Just so it can come from anywhere. I mean, because your body is made up of cells, obviously. And if they just turn like a, you know, mutated, then basically that's cancer.
Yeah, well, there. I mean, just like undertaking all the code stuff. There's there's like programs that like identify, you know, like they look at like x-rays and stuff, and somehow the code picks up on what like this is cancer, basically. It tells a computer, and it does the math faster than like anybody could ever do it. So like, I don't know, it's crazy. I was watching a video on how this whole thing works, like how binary stuff works.
Uh-huh.
It's like a completely different way of thinking. It really, really is.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that it's like it's a whole new world of just like calculating things. So basically, you know, like how it used to take billions of dollars to find out your genetic code?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now that we did it, you know, like once it like so many times, like now it's just like $90-something, I think. And then you could, like, anybody could find out the genetic code, and it's not even that hard. All you need to do is spit in a test tube and send it to us, like a lab.
Yeah, you got like 23andMe and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like the same concept where we figure out something really, really hard, you know, like memorize it or write it down and then tell it to a computer, and then the computer knows it for the rest of its life.
Well, you know what's interesting? You know how back in the day how like circuits were like super big and you had to like put them into like a wall and stuff like that?
Like a fuse box?
Yeah, like back like the first computers or some of the first calculating machines, like
they were really
big rooms and they, you know, all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of the reasons why circuits are so small now and why like our circuit chips, our computer chips are so small, because the electrical signals move a little bit, just a very, very small fraction slower than the speed of light. Like they move very close to the speed of light.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Electrical signals happen inside the computer chips, and all that the electrical signals are based on like the lowest level of
the fundamentals of it.
Information is a bit, and it's a one or it's a zero. If it's on, it's a one. If it's off, it's a zero. You know, like vice versa.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Little bits of information get processed so fast because the computer chips are so small, and the smaller the computer chip, the faster the electricity can go from one place to the other.
No way.
Yeah. Dude, it's really, really interesting stuff. I've been pulling my notebook out, and I'm probably going to get checked by somebody.
What do you mean?
Who listens to this, who's like, yo, man, you're entirely wrong. And
yo, Frankie's going to come in hot. Yeah. Frankie's going to come in hot. It's like,
shout out, Frankie. Idiot. Shout out all my homies.
All the homies in the library.
All the homies in the library who know all this stuff. But I'm trying to learn. I think I want to get into like some type of like web development or something. And
yeah,
there are like three main languages that I need to learn for that.
Okay.
And there's HTML, which is like front end.
I've used that a little bit, but it's like only to make like bigger text and then make bullet points and then bold letters in like descriptions.
Yep. So there's HTML, there's CSS, I think, is the other one. So if HTML is the front end stuff, CSS is like the server side.
Okay.
I believe is the proper term for it. And that's like the behind the scenes stuff, I guess. And then on top of HTML, what I've read most people do is they learn those two first and then they learn JavaScript. And that
JavaScript's like a cool one.
That helps create like interactivity on websites, I guess, or something like that.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I figure like it's gonna take me a long time to learn these, but
oh yeah, I mean, no doubt.
I think once I know it, and once I get good with it,
it'll be useful.
You know, then we can start. Then we can start stacking some bread.
stacking bread. Love bread.
Making some web shit.
Yo, Dom, Dylan's friend from college.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He makes websites.
Yeah, dude. Shit's not, I mean, it's not easy. It's literally like learning another language.
Sorry, go ahead.
There's like, even when you're like, even when I was drawing the circles and stuff today, like, you have to give a command, and like the command for circle is the word ellipse, and it's not uppercase. You have to keep it all like lowercase, and then you have to open parentheses, and you have to identify the dimensions, and then you have to close parentheses and press semicolon. And semicolon is basically like finish command. That's basically what a semicolon does. It's kind of like a period to a sentence. I don't know. And like, if you forget to do that, like,
done. So you're done.
The first step is you have to first reimagine your way of like writing almost because you have to like really get into the practice of like, if you want to put something in, you have to think, okay, what's the command for this? What dimensions do I want to do? Close dimensions. Then you got to remember your semicolon. And like, you know, all those movies with like the hacker guy, and he's like, somebody's hacking my mainframe. That could literally be just because they messed up like a parenthesis or something.
Oh wow. And then they run the code, and then like it just trips over itself just because.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what? I'm excited to learn this.
It's interesting. It's a very new undertaking, you know.
Yeah, and plus, I like computers. I guess I'm not the best with them, but I like doing stuff with computers, and I figure like understanding how these different things work would be beneficial. It'd be something that I can put on my resume, and then once I get like some of the basic languages. I don't want to call these basic because I don't really know if they're basic. But then I want to learn some of, like, the harder ones that you can learn, which are, like, C sharp, C plus, and like Python. Apparently, Python's pretty easy to learn.
Yeah, Python's. I don't know. Well, I know there's like a lot of books on Python that sell very well, self-published.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm on like day two of it now, so I'm gonna try and keep this going.
Day two out of 10,000 hours.
Day two out of 10,000 hours. I've really only spent maybe an hour on it so far. So, so realistically, I got like 9,999 hours to go.
Yeah. Well.
But you know what? We're gonna ride this out.
Yeah, it's like you said. You're always chiseling away at something. You know? Yeah. You're always chiseling away at sculpture, and it's like a real thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's like it's hard to build skills.
It's some shit to keep me busy too, because like as I'm learning stuff at work, you know, it's not like every second of every day something's coming to my desk where I need to get it done. Like now, because I kind of just started working there, I'm like in between projects sometimes. So like.
Heck yeah.
So there is free time, and so I just always kind of have a tab open of like today I had the tab open for like the circles and the snowman and stuff, and I just kind of started watching little videos on like commands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I mean it's a lot better than, you know, going on your phone
On Instagram. I figure it's better than just, like, watching bullshit videos on YouTube in my free time or watching or, you know, listening to music and just kind of, like, twiddling my thumbs, like...
Yeah, right.
You know, like, gotta do something, right?
Yeah, like, sometimes I'll, like, be on YouTube, I'm, like, maybe at least five videos deep, and I'm like, wait, what the fuck am I doing with my life right now?
Yeah.
You know?
Man, it's easy to get into a rabbit hole like that.
Yeah, right? Especially when you're, like, looking up conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. You know, you get into some of these Alex Jones videos, and then next thing you know... No.
Everything in the water's turning the frogs gay.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But, yeah, I can't really say too much else. I mean, you know... On the drive home now, just got onto the highway, doing pretty good so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
No traffic?
There was a bit, but it just kind of started breaking up, so now I'm kind of moving again.
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy out here today. It looks like it might start raining pretty soon. I'm just trying to not be in the car if it starts raining.
I like being in the car while it's raining.
No, I want to be home before then.
Yeah, that's true. That walk down to your house, even though it's a little, like, walk, just getting like, wet.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not even that. You know, when it starts raining, you kind of have to drive slower, and then an hour ride home turns into like an hour and a half, and then, or like sometimes even like 2 hours or whatever. And, you know, by then, if it were to be like 2 hours, then I'd get home, and then I'd already have to basically start getting ready for bed. And I'm just really not trying to, do that.
I think, the commute is like, I don't mean this in like a negative way, but I mean, the commute for like work to and from work is probably the worst part about the job.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm sure the job itself isn't that hard, and like, I'm sure you enjoy it. And like, take my mom for example, she got to drive an hour and a half or 2 hours. Regardless, like, yeah, and like 2 hours to like if there is traffic, and she's making that commute to and from every single day, and she likes her job, you know.
Yep.
Like, she has a bunch of friends there and stuff, and I mean, the commute just like
Oh, it's annoying. Killer, dude. Especially down by where she works. Down in, like, yeah. the Fort Lee, you know, right by the city area. That is that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's a brutal drive.
Yeah, sorry. There's motorcycles in the background.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, the commute is, the commute's pretty rough, but I don't, like, I don't hate it, per se.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like, it's
part of it.
It's an inconvenience because the morning drive has been beautiful the past week. I've been getting in. I've taken well over an hour nap once I get to the office, and then I go in.
Well rested.
Yeah, I go in pretty well rested. I basically catch up on an hour of sleep that I otherwise wouldn't have because I'd be sitting in traffic had I decided to sleep in my own bed instead of taking a quick nap in the car.
Yeah.
I
wonder, sorry to interrupt, but I've always wondered if, like, that's an effective, like, form of sleep. What? Like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, that nap, like, do you feel refreshed after that? Because, like, yeah. You go into the science of, like, oh, like, REM sleep, like, fully asleep, and, like, you know, the different types of being asleep, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if it's as beneficial as...
Well, how do you personally feel?
I feel good because, like, on the drive-in, I feel pretty tired. On the drive-in, I feel tired, and then I get a quick, you know, I get, like, an hour of sleep while I'm at the office pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And, I wake up feeling relatively refreshed.
Well, that's, I mean, it totally works because waking up, like, 5 minutes before you have to go, like, normally, even no matter how much sleep you got, like, for me at least, waking up from a deep sleep, it always takes me a lot longer to, like, get moving.
Oh, definitely.
Then, like,
it's
just
not
a
like,
nap.
It's not like I take an hour nap and then I get up and I'm, like, ready to go. But I do get up faster than I do when I get out of bed, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Like, I don't know. It's still like I wake up from the nap and I feel like, okay.
Let's go.
It's like 8:25 or, you know, 8:20. I got to be in at 8:30. Like, I'm just going to chill on my phone real quick or just scroll through the Instagram or whatever and then go in. Whereas when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I'm like, shit.
Yo, sometimes I wake up and there's feel like I got hit with a train.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, today I woke up, I was like, holy shit, I got hit by a bus. It's like,
yep.
It was hard to, like, get up, and then I can't even open my eyes for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, man, I hear you. It's, yeah. I mean, I don't know. The morning, like, while I'm doing the morning stuff, it kind of sucks, like, the driving to work and all that, but I actually really appreciate getting up early and, and, like, you know, getting to work early.
Yeah.
And the drive home it's not super terrible. It's not the worst drive in the world. It's just, like, when I first leave the office and I first get onto the highway, there's a solid... 10 to 15 minutes where I'm just sitting in, like, stop and go traffic, and then,
that's worth kind of traffic.
But then when I, you know, then the highway breaks up, and then I'm just like, I'm on 287 right now, and it's pretty much open road for the most part. But now that I'm getting on 206, the traffic's gonna pick back up again, and it's going to be, like, stop and go for a while, and that's the part that really kills.
Yeah. I mean, the refreshing part is that you're almost home at that point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so what I have to look forward to now is, like, now that I'm getting on 206, it's going to be probably at least another half hour, so I'm probably not going to get home before 6 o'clock. And yep. pretty much every day since I started working, I haven't really gotten home before 6 o'clock. Except the days that I started early and went home at.
Yo, that sucks that, you can't come home early anymore.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it sucks, but, I mean, it realistically, the only difference was I would get home an hour earlier. The drive home was pretty much the exact same. It was still, an hour on the road, so I wasn't – there was, no chance that I was going to pull in 4:45 or something like that.
Yeah.
It would always be, an hour's drive home. So.
Well, now I know your time schedule.
Yeah, and now basically the schedule from here on out is, I'm going to go home. I'm going to get mm-hmm. something to eat, probably have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of hang out from 6 o'clock until 7 or 7 to 7 to 8, and then by 7:45 I want to leave for the gym and then get to the gym and get to work by 8 o'clock, and then leave by pretty much no later than 9:30.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty good workouts, pretty quick workouts.
The intensity is the most important part.
Yeah. Yeah, and I definitely have been – I've been sweating a lot, a lot. dripping in sweat by the time I leave. So I figure that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is a good sign.
No.
That's cool. After this, I'm going to go surfing again. Can't freaking wait, dude.
Yeah, that sounds –
The first time – the other day I went surfing, it was smaller waves so I could stand up, because every other time that I've gone surfing was behemoths of waves, just
just nailing you.
Yeah, dude, 5 to 8 feet. Now, some people back at home are gonna think 5 to 8 feet, that's not too much. Yeah, right, you get in the water when you don't know how to surf. And, these things are just curling on top of you and just pushing you off the board just like you're a little dork.
Yeah, just ripping you apart.
Big bully. And it just holds you under, giving you a swirly. You get anxiety out there.
Oh, yeah. You
see those giant-ass waves because, it's no joke. You get it fucked up out there.
But when you actually... When you actually stand up, is it kind of like it's got to be kind of like wakeboarding or something like that, right?
No, because you're not leaning back against the rope, you know, when you wakeboard, you have to counterbalance your weight when you're holding onto the rope. Mm-hmm. With this, it's more like snowboarding, where
that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, or riding a longboard. Where you have your center's straight up and down, and then you carve by leaning to one side or the other. And then this one's different because depending on where you are on the wave, you wanna step forward or step back so you could, move your weight and then ride the wave more effectively.
Right.
Because the wave can outrun you. And you're going to want to get some speed. But yeah, today it's supposed to be 2 to 3 foot waves. The other day was 1 foot waves, which were perfect. And now we're going up. We're going up in the ranks.
Now we're building.
Yeah. And so, I got practice standing up on the waves. So we'll see how these ones are. Should be exciting.
Just gotta ride the waves,
Ride the waves, bro. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I've, we talked about a little bit yesterday, I've never really surfed, and I'm definitely not good at longboarding or snowboarding.
Board sports, yeah.
Yeah, board sports. I'm okay with wakeboarding, but like I, you know, like that's it's different. It's surfing is a completely different beast than
Yeah, well, the big learning curve for me, and I feel like just in general for that sport, is it takes so long to get to the point where you're actually riding the wave and then surfing, like standing up on the board. Because you got to do so much shit before it, like paddle out there, wait for like the perfect wave. It's not like
wakeboarding where you just kind of hop in the water and grab the rope and then tell them to go. And, and then if you fall, you just kind of do it again. You got to wait for the right wave to come in and all that stuff.
Yo, paddling out is one of the hardest things I've ever done. Yeah, I swear. Like, so I went to Diamond Head, which is like a 200 foot or 200 or like one. I don't know. It's a decent distance to get out into where you want to be to catch the waves.
Right.
And so the break zone where all the waves are breaking, you've got to paddle past that.
Yeah.
And these waves are just fucking firing left and right. They're just like overtaking you left and right, coming on top of you. It's like, oh, there's one wave. Oh, you get past that one. And then there's another wave coming in, like, oh, shit, let me regain my balance. The second wave hits you, and you're in the water without your board. And then a third wave's coming. It's like, oh, shit, grab the board and go, you know?
Yeah, right.
So that's hard. But,
you know,
it takes a lot to get good.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I don't know. I mean, the first time I went to like North Shore, it was like my second time surfing. I went to North Shore.
Going big.
Yeah, and it was when it was like 7 to 10 footers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never surfed before, and I'm like, oh yeah, I just want to see what it's like, you know.
Like
I go out there and like, you know, it's pretty close, so I don't have to paddle that far, and I was pretty sneaky. And I dodged all the waves coming in. But, like, these waves were fucking huge.
Right.
Like, and so I actually hit one, right? Like, I paddled and, like, I hit one. But I didn't stand up because I was afraid I was going to lose my balance, and I was going fast. So, like, I just rode the wave on my knees, and I'm like, woo! You know, that was fun. It's like my friend was like, oh, yeah, good job. Try to stand up on the next one. Oh, okay. So another one comes. And so it just takes me, and I try to stand up. And, like, all of a sudden, like, just right after I stood up,
it the just wave destroyed just you.
Curled over me, just curled on top of me, and just pushed me off, broke my leash, held me under for, like, 14 seconds. I'm underwater. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. I can't, like, it's holding me under. Like, this is what my friends were talking about. Like, okay.
What do you mean hold you under, though?
Like, the wave carries you, like, as it, you know, when it breaks and the momentum of the water just keeps on going.
Right.
Well, it carries you in that momentum. And
you can't, so, even if you tried to swim
no,
up.
No, you can't. Like the vortex of the wave, you just get caught in the vortex, and it pushes you under, like it actively pushes you under from the wave, you know, the cyclone or the vortex just keeps on pushing water on top of you, and it moves you forward with the wave. So you just, you know, just caught in the vortex.
Right. And
you can't get up even if you tried. Like, it's just pouring more water on top of you to keep you under. And all you can do is just, like, sit and wait, you know? You don't want to move, really, or else you expend your oxygen and, you know, start running out of breath and then, you know, run out of breath.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't want to fight it.
Right.
So, yeah, I was held under for, like, 14 seconds. And that doesn't sound like a long time, but it's a fucking long time when, like, you're getting water. Yeah, you're getting pounded by fucking big wave. Like I almost ran out of oxygen.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary, dude. There's definitely don't know. There have been times where, you know, you get hit by a wave and then you get up and you're just, like, disoriented too, right? And you just don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, as like we were talking about yesterday, like, Hawaii's, like, the nature's so raw that people die here all the time. And, like, the waves are one of them, you know? The waves definitely drown people.
The ocean's definitely unrelenting out there.
Relentless. Relentless in its pursuit of the swell.
Trying to fuck you up. That's its pursuit.
Fucked up pursuit.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, it's fun. I come home soon, so pretty happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be interesting, this being like your first real time away from home. Right?
Yeah. Living on my own.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely something that is kind of invaluable about getting out of, you know, your comfort zone and going and living on your own or living with some friends. But, you know, there's definitely lessons that you pick up.
Oh, yeah.
Just
without
in those situations, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I have definitely, like, I feel like I've grown from this, you know? Uh-huh. In terms of, like, discipline, things I need to do, for myself.
Yeah, I mean, just your daily routine, if you break it down just like that, like your mornings, for example.
Yeah, I wake up at 7:30 now.
Yeah.
Before, I would sleep until, like, I would be lucky if I got up at 10 or 11.
Yeah.
You know, I was a fucking bum.
Yeah, man. There's a lot. You know what's crazy? There's a lot that you can get done in the morning.
So much.
I've always taken it for granted how much you can get done in the morning, and I always just kind of wrote it off like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like I'm getting more sleep, you know?
You know,
sleep's more valuable than getting the things done in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like all throughout college, I did not like taking morning classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would basically, it was like a habitual sleep in and stay up late type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's quite the opposite.
Oh, yeah. Just
get up early and go to bed pretty early, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to bed it's cool to sleep early. Like, you're cool if you could go to bed early, you know?
not too early, I think.
No,
like,
6 o'clock. We're going to sleep.
No.
It's fucking bedtime. I can't go out and hang out. I got to go to sleep.
Shit, I can't even eat dinner at that point.
Yeah, like, right? You're missing dinner.
Fuck that.
No, I normally go to sleep around like 11 or 12, honestly.
Yeah, I'm definitely in bed earlier. I'm in like 10. By 10 o'clock, I like to be, like I said, I like the gym at like 9:30, then I come home and shower.
Yeah, I do like to
and be then by like 10, then by like 10 o'clock or 10:30, I like to be in bed pretty much.
Yeah, because once you hit the bed, you're not falling asleep right away. That's the annoying part. I've always had this conflict with like sleep. You know, like falling asleep has always been like a hard thing for me. Like I used to get like real bad insomnia. Like staying up all night, like literally all night, 24 hours. And then I would have to like stay up the whole day, the next day. And just like, I have like work in the morning and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like I've been there before, you know, like work at 9 and I'm just, I haven't gotten sleep, you know?
Yeah, I completely understand that one. There were definitely times where it's like, you know, I have shit to do in the morning, but I would still be up at like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have like a meeting scheduled for like 9 o'clock or like, or 10 o'clock even or something, and I still wouldn't be able to like get up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even like we're trying to stay up.
No, yeah. Like, yeah, definitely no.
Like around like 3 or 4 like a.m., I'm begging for sleep. Like, I'm fucking, like, please just let me sleep. Like, I'm begging for it to come, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's just, like, that is unrelenting. You think the ocean's fucking relentless? Fucking insomnia. That's a hard one.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it really sucks because, I don't know. There are some days where you just like, you're like, oh, I can't wait to get to bed. And then you finally get to bed and just can't even fall asleep.
Yeah.
Those days are like the worst.
And then you can't like stop your mind from racing.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. That's where meditation comes in, you know, like that's the practice of meditation, I guess. One of them to like slow your mind down and just like shut your monkey thoughts off, you know, the little inside voices in your head. Like that's what that's for. But it's actually hard. That's why it's a practice, you know?
Yeah. There's definitely been points where I've been laying in bed and I have to like think about turning everything off.
Yeah. Think right? about not thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is such a mind fuck. Because
it really is.
You know, like to get to the point of like, okay, like just shut my brain off.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people just tend to think about what they have on their schedule, you know, like mm-hmm. what they have to do and shit, and mm-hmm. then they don't focus on the quality of sleep that they should be getting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, I do think about the quality of, like, I knew I needed sleep, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it's just like my mind wouldn't shut up.
Right.
And well, I would be thinking about sleeping, but not actually sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's why, I mean, like, some of the best grades that I've gotten in class and stuff.
Yeah.
I slept really good the night before. Like, I made sure that I wasn't studying all fucking night, or I wasn't up watching TV or doing anything. I just kind of dedicated it to getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I mean, sleep's really important.
Absolutely.
Like, you ever see the Joe Rogan podcast where the guy's talking about sleep? It's like a sleep scientist. He comes on and he just does a whole entire episode of, like, this is why sleep's important, and if you don't sleep, it's actually the equivalent of you being drunk as fuck. You know?
Pretty much, yeah. And
he's totally true, because I've been drunk as fuck at work.
Well, I felt like I've stayed up so long, or I've gotten such poor quality sleep, that I feel like I've taken tests, like, drunk as fuck, too.
Yeah.
You know? Because, right. like, I remember very distinctly, probably like the hardest class that I've ever like taken. Staying up with my one friend and just studying like all night long, putting in like 12 or 14 hour shifts in the library. And then by the time that the exam came, we still weren't really ready. So we stayed up really, like we stayed up late again.
Yeah.
Well, late ish. I think we finished the night at like 12 o'clock. And then we went to bed.
Okay. But, when was the class in the morning?
It was kind of early. It was probably at like, I think it was at like 11 or something.
Okay.
But not.
Any. Yeah. For good.
Just like, I went into the exam and I completely blanked out. I swear, I completely blanked yeah. out. I was taking the test and I was just like, this is the most ridiculous test that I've ever taken. I don't feel prepared for it at all, even though I studied for it. Like, everything just left my mind. Everything that I studied just kind of left my mind, and then I was left there just looking at this piece of paper thinking like, what the fuck am I gonna write? And then I basically, after like a half hour, I turned the paper in and I was like, I just left. And then I definitely did not do good on that, exam.
Yeah.
I did not do good on that one.
For sure.
And that was a final too. So that was like,
fucked up.
That was really rough.
Yeah.
You still passed the class. I mean, obviously.
Oh yeah, because I did good on all the homeworks and I did good on the previous two exams. But
yeah, now sleep is really important.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do you think melatonin really works?
Oh yeah.
You think so?
I've taken it. Probably like a year or two ago, I took it for probably like a couple months straight. I know you're supposed to like take like three weeks on and 1 week off or something like that. Or you're supposed
I heard that too.
I didn't really do that. I just kind of
kept
taking it. And it definitely helped me fall asleep. But what I found was that I woke up like super groggy. And I just didn't like, it helped me fall asleep, but I wasn't waking up with the same quality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that shit just like, it really bugged me out.
In your experience, did it last the whole day?
No, not really.
Like the shitty, droggy feeling.
I mean, kind of, but it was really just like the morning was when I really took notice of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to feel that way when, so I bought like a 10 milligram bottle.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So these were like horse tranquilizers. And like, I would take them. My mom like found them. She's like yelled at me, beat me. She's like, what the fuck is this?
What you doing, stupid?
Yeah. Right. And, and so when I would wake up, it was a fucking battle.
Yeah, dude. It's
like the train.
They knock you out, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because your brain is supposed to, like, secrete melatonin, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it messes up the sleep cycle, shit like that, but, or like the stages of sleep of which you're supposed to fall into.
Right.
But, like, I mean, it does the job. It knocks you out.
Right.
But I don't know. I wish there was like a button you could just press. Just like sleep.
Yeah, it's not as, you know, it's, I don't know. It's definitely like, definitely pretty difficult. I don't know. I've been fortunate where I haven't really had too much trouble falling asleep recently.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. I'm getting much better at it.
Yeah. Just because, like, you know, the whole, like, the schedule that I'm on now, it's just go to work, come home, go to the gym, make sure you're getting good quality gym work in, make sure you're eating pretty good, and then, you know, by that point, then I'm just like, all right, time for bed.
You know what's funny?
Huh?
As we get into this new schedule, like, of our lives, like, chapter of our lives, we have, like, less time.
Oh, definitely.
So it's, like, it's almost like we want to optimize everything.
Oh, definitely.
Like, because when we were younger, we could fuck around. Like, there was no problem, like, fucking around. Just, like, I could, like, stay up to, like, 3 and, like, function properly as much as my young mind could.
Yeah, you wouldn't give a second thought to really, like, to getting up late and staying up late, right? But now it's like, okay, like, the other day, I slept in until about, like, over the weekend, I think on Saturday, I slept in until, like, 10:30 or 11, probably, like, 11, I think.
And see, now that's, like, now that I'm in this state, I used to say, like, oh, that's nothing. That's luxury.
Yeah, man. I was like, fuck, that felt really good. But
yeah. At the
same time, I was like, great. Now my Saturday is like halfway done.
It's so fucking true.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of extended into the same thing where, like, if I want to go, if, like, I go to the bar or something, I really don't drink that much anymore. Like, I drink maybe, like, 2 or 3 beers and then of course, drive safely, folks. You know, be responsible, drink responsibly, all that. But, you know, I had, like, 3 beers, and I was like, all right, like, I'm kind of tired and I'm about ready to go do something else now. I understand drinking at like a barbecue or something and like drinking all day kind of as like a fun pastime.
Yeah, I like day drinking.
I still enjoy that.
Uh-huh.
But like, I don't know, like just going out to the bar and then drinking a lot.
I've always thought that was kind of lame.
Yeah, I mean, my thing too is like when I get really drunk, like when I get drunk,
I don't want anybody to see me.
Well, it's that, but it's also like there's pretty much no in between. It's like either I'm chilling or I have to puke. Like
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter what I'm drinking either. Like there have been times where I drink just straight up beer, like thing, and I just, you know, maybe I drink one too many, and then I'm like, holy fuck, I'm drunk, and
yeah,
then I gotta go puke or something.
What I've noticed is that within me, it's kind of just like a button or like a switch, where sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. And when it's off, it's like, I don't even want to drink that many beer. Like, I don't want to go past a certain limit because I just don't feel like it. My body's just, I don't want to drink it. I'm not really trying to do that. And then there's other times where I was just like, let's get fucked up.
Yeah, let's have fun.
And then, like, I start drinking way too much. And, like 1 second, I'm like, okay, I have a grasp on reality. Next second, I'm like euphoric and just like I'm just drinking fucking beers left and right, just anything I could get my hands on. Like it's going down the hatch. Like I turned into a savage animal.
Well, it was like that time. It was like that day that when I was there and
oh my god, oh,
we got the beer and the whiskey. Yo, we honestly should have just left right after we finished the beer and the Southern Comfort.
Because yo, I was fucked up by too. That point. I don't know why we should.
I was drunk. Yo, and then that's we started Bitcoin hanging guy, out with that, like, that dude. And
we
then
should have realized that he was a bozo. Yeah, like
yeah,
I was just too drunk to realize he was a bozo.
Homeboy was a bozo.
You want to tell him what happened?
Homeboy was a bozo. Yo, we're already coming up on an hour again.
Yo, these things go quick, yeah.
Holy
yeah, we're
shit.
Nice at it.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Holy crap.
I got a question. When I come home.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you would have me, I would like to do this again.
okay.
But, you know, are we... Do you want to do the car ride thing where we call each other, or would you like to sit down and like grab a beer? And yeah,
I mean, that's the beauty of it. We can do it much whenever. I want to do at least like one a week where I'm in my car, just because it helps me on the drive home. Like it's just easier and it lightens my mood up a bit. But over the weekend, there can definitely be, you know, like a morning thing or like an afternoon or like a nighttime thing. I want to get different people on the
podcast. Yeah, let's have multiple people here. Let's see how it goes. This is fun, dude.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I can invite you onto this, right? And I can call you, but I can also call, like, if I wanted to, I could call Tristan and you, and we could get like a triple going. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would be something. That'd be something interesting. But I definitely want to like sit down and record one with someone, because like the phone call thing is cool, but it really is cool for when I'm in the car.
Like, the phone call thing would kind of be like cheesy if you weren't in the car. Like this is out of necessity, and like it's cool that we could do this. I'm like really glad we could do this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we were to sit down, that'd be pretty cheesy if we just, like, call each other, have, like, three mics.
Yeah, dude. I'm definitely down to, like, one thing that I was debating on doing was taking a walk. Like, I was going to walk Lulu and record one when I took her for a walk the other day. But I figured,
too much
like,
out noise.
One, it'd be outside noise. It'd be a lot of me breathing kind of heavy because we were actually...
We were kind of
hiking, like we were going pretty pretty hard a little bit there, and
I don't know.
There's a couple other factors, but I feel that there's definitely flexibility within this app. I want to close this segment off. I want to maybe make this the last part of the podcast. I know you have to go. So why don't you tell the people where they can find you?
It's you do it how the guy from Hot Wings. Sean.
Oh, Evan. Sean Evan.
Like, all right, well, you guys can find me on Instagram at Max_Cafaro. That's MAX_CAFARO. Now, if you want to shout me out or, you know, get me a bunch of followers, I would really appreciate that because I do need help getting followers because there's like the modeling business is basically ran off followers. That's currency here. So
what about
Twitter? I don't know about Twitter, but it's two the max 69. It's TODA max MAX 69. I don't really use that too much. I just goof on Tristan
word
whenever I go on. Yo, gotcha. I've been getting pretty good at Photoshop. Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. If y'all want to see my man's Photoshop, you got to follow that Instagram. That's Max_Cafaro. Once again, that's Max_Cafaro. You want to follow me? You can find me on Instagram at ADMKLY. That's
ADMKLY. Follow it.
Follow my blog at amkylieword.wordpress.com. That's amkylieword.wordpress.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow your boy. Shoot the shit with me at Kylie Clan. That's K I E L Y C L A N. You know what to do.
Okay. I have to go surfing, but I have to send his email, and I gotta like, we gotta end this podcast. All right.
All right. Been good talking to you. Catch up next time.